This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1167, how this IELTS podcast increases your scores.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
How can you score 7 or higher on test day? Never miss an episode of our podcast. Today, we share the top 3 ways listening to the IELTS Energy podcast can increase your IELTS scores.
Hey, Aubrey, how are you?
I'm great. How are you, Jessica?
I am so good because we got a very cool email from a listener. Guys, we love our Three Keys IELTS course. You know we do. But we also know that this free podcast is helping thousands of you guys improve your IELTS scores. And so we wanted to share the story of one listener who wrote to me last week saying how this very podcast helped her get the IELTS score she needed. And then, guys, we are going to outline 3 ways this podcast improves your IELTS scores. So, Aubrey, do you want to take a crack at reading that email?
Yes.
Before you do that, just take a crack at. That's a great idiom.
I know. I love that idiom. Take a crack at that, which it's funny. We wouldn't normally use this to talk about reading an email, right? Because it's not difficult for me to read this. Usually we use it more for something that might be a little challenging, right? That's when I use it. Does it come from baseball? Totally. Take a crack at a ball when you're playing
baseball? I think like 90% of our idioms come from baseball.
baseball.
But yeah, so to take a crack at, guys, that would be amazing for IELTS speaking part 1. If you're asked about something you want to try in the future, maybe cooking something or a type of sport or exercise or anything you want to try in the future, you could be like, you know what? I actually want to take a crack at cooking Thai food. Like, you could use it for anything you want to try in the future.
Too, as if a question's a little bit tricky for you to say, okay, that's a tough question, but I'll take a crack at it and then answer, right? You could use that for, and now don't say this if they've asked you, like, what do you eat for breakfast? Because it needs to be something that is a little harder to answer.
That's such a good point. Because, like, I'll hear students using these fillers at completely the wrong time. Like you just said, right? Like, what do you eat for breakfast every day? And they're like, that's an interesting question. I've never thought about that before. You're like,
wait a minute.
Yes, you have. You've like literally thought about this almost every day because hopefully you eat breakfast. So anyway, guys, we teach you great vocabulary and we tell you when and how to use it on the exam. So that's just, you know, first off, bonus of listening to this podcast before your IELTS exam and after. I do hear from a lot of students that still listen to us after their test.
Yes.
Anywho, Aubrey, can you read that email, please?
Yes, the moment you've all been waiting for. Okay, this is Zimena mailing you all the way from Colombia. I felt I needed to write you a thank you email because even though I did not take the Three Keys IELTS program, don't get me wrong, I just didn't have the money to pay for it. Over a 3-week period, I did listen to so many of your podcast episodes, watched your YouTube videos, and spent tons of time reading your posts on the Three Keys website, trying to get prepared to take my very first IELTS exam. It was the academic version, so I was pretty scared I was not ready for it. Yeah. And I love how she writes this with lots of A's. And yeah. I can proudly say I got an overall 7.5.
Amazing.
I cannot believe I got an 8.5 on listening and an 8 on speaking.
Awesome.
Sadly, I got a 6.5 on writing. I know I should have taken your course. I love that. with a frowny face, but I also got a 7.5 on reading. Anyway, thanks so much for everything you do. Listening to your advice helped me out quite a lot, and I didn't feel lost that day. You guys are amazing.
So awesome.
I admire you and wish you the best, Zimena. I love this email so much.
So beautiful. Love it, guys. Yeah, so she's obviously of a high level of English already, right? And she dedicated herself to listening to every one of our podcasts, and she ended up getting a great score. Guys, you can find out what score you would get for free from us. We have a awesome little quiz for you. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore and you could take a quiz and find out what your estimated IELTS band score would be for free and get more free resources from us besides the podcast. So allearsenglish.com/myscore. Hello, awesome IELTS students. Do you want to know what your IELTS score would be right now? What if you took the test right now? What would you get? Band 6, band 7, band 8? You can find out for free with our IELTS quiz, guys. Get your estimated IELTS band score and free resources I made just for you. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. That's allearsenglish.com/myscore. So, let's talk about three ways this podcast helps you guys the same way it helped. I'm going to say Ximena.
It might
be. I'm not sure how to pronounce her name, but I'm guessing Ximena. So the first, of course, is speaking. So like our listener said, she got, what was it, an 8 on speaking. That's amazing. So Aubrey, how do we help students improve their speaking score?
Yeah, first of all, you'll hear natural English here, right? The chat we have at the beginning always, it's unscripted, you guys. We don't sound like robots. We're not reading. We're speaking like natives do and like you should speak on test day, right? So you can hear native pronunciation. But not only that, we are teachers. We are well qualified. We use lots of interesting vocabulary. You'll hear lots of different ideas and, of course, model answers.
Yeah. Guys, to be honest, I think doing the the speaking model answer episodes are like some of our favorites. For Aubrey and I think we love giving you model speaking answers and vocabulary episodes. I think those are two of our favorite topics on the show. So guys, we have done over 1,000 podcast episodes by now. This is episode 1,167. So you guys can go back and listen to all of these episodes or just look for the speaking model answer ones and you could get lots of benefit there. And yeah, I mean, this is why it's important to listen to natural speakers like us and not just people teaching or not just like a non-native teaching a class, for example. Because guys, you can't sound like a robot. You can't have like flat intonation. You can't use boring average vocab that every other student uses, or you're not going to get higher than a 6 on your speaking exam. I do see comments from listeners sometimes and some of our followers on YouTube saying like, you guys speak too fast. This podcast is for intermediate and above students, right? And we also want to challenge you guys, because if you only listen to stuff that is slowed down, you're not going to improve your listening or your speaking, right? So we have to listen to natural speech. All right. And then the second way that we try to help you is in writing. We've talked a lot about writing recently, because we do have an IELTS writing only course. If this is your only issue, maybe for Ximena, maybe she could have taken advantage of this program if it were available. If this is your only problem, because even Ximena's like, yeah, I should have taken your course. You can get the writing only course. Go to allearsenglish.com/writing-only. So how do we help students with writing on this very podcast?
Yes, right? whenever we talk about writing, guys, Jessica and I have a conversation before where we're really thinking about what is it you need to know? What will help you the most? What from the scoring system do you guys really need to be aware of? We always want every one of our episodes to be extremely valuable for you. So we're giving you the insider advice you can't find elsewhere. We're always relating it to the scoring system. We want you to understand how what we're teaching you helps your score, right? Mm-hmm. Your task response score, your coherence score. These scores that are very difficult to improve on your own. We're wanting to give you that advice here.
Exactly, guys. So you know that I was an IELTS examiner for 14 years, and Aubrey is Three Keys certified. So she might as well be an examiner, you guys. She knows everything I do. And so we give you all of the insider advice you need about the scoring system. So most specifically, cohesion, coherence, and task achievement, task response. These are the two categories that are the most difficult things to improve on your own. And I'm pretty sure if Ximena had our course, guys, she would have got a 7.5 on writing. Yeah. So listen to the writing episodes specifically for the vocabulary you should use that is impressive, or the correct tone vocabulary you should use in your general training letters. And we also give you a lot of ideas for different IELTS topics. We do a lot of sample brainstorms on the show and show you how specific you should get and what kind of examples the examiner needs to see in your essays for a 7 or higher. So all of this insider advice and model answers all on the show. And then finally, guys, the natural, just easiest, most obvious way that we help you increase your IELTS scores is to improve your listening comprehension. Right, Aubrey?
I know, Ximena got an 8.5 on listening. Congratulations. I hope you're listening and Amazing. Can hear this. We're so excited for you. And I'm not surprised. If you were listening to every one of our episodes and we're really focusing on improving your vocabulary and practicing, you are going to score highly for listening. That's the best way that your score can be improved by listening to this podcast. I want to make one Definitely. Note, especially looking at that writing that we can help you improve. I'm not surprised that that is the only score that was low, because even though she's listening to all of our episodes and getting all of this great insider advice, if you don't have the templates, the strategies, essay feedback, it's just impossible to know what you could score if you're doing all of this right, right? That's the one that on your own is just really difficult to get a 7 or higher. But these scores she got just from listening to our podcast, from studying on her own, such impressive scores.
So great. So awesome. So guys, if you want to know if you would also get an overall 8 on IELTS like Ximena, 7.5, sorry, then take our free quiz. It only takes about 5 minutes, guys. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. You can do this on your mobile phone. You can do this on your computer, whatever device you have. Take our short quiz. It's free. And then you know where you are at with IELTS, and we can help you improve that score. So go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. All right. Awesome. Aubrey, this has been super fun. I love getting these messages from listeners.
I know. Email us, guys. You can email support@allearsenglish.com. We really love getting emails like this. We want to know how you're doing. Tell us your scores. Share with us.
All right. Awesome, Aubrey. I'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.